Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline and talk to our friend, Mr. Jimmy Patsos. Hello, Jimmy. How do you do, buddy?
JP, what's up, brother?
Dude, I love talking to you because a zillion different things can happen. Obviously, you coach basketball.
Thank you for that.
You coach basketball for a long time. You do Wizards coverage for Monumental Sports Network. You do it all. Let's start. I do want to do some NBA
fun. By the way, I do some Mystics. By the way, we're going to get the Mystics right out of the way. It's a rebuilding year, but a very positive rebuilding year. My friend Sidney Johnson's the coach. Sonya and Kiki are good. You give the Mystics a year because, you know, it's a little easier in that league to move up if they get another great pick. And you watch out. The Mystics are on the right path. Like their new general manager. I did some Mystics stuff, and that's, you give them a year, and they're going to be right there. So we got the Mystics out of the way. Let's go next.
Hey, hell yeah, go Sticks.
As a Hokies guy, I'm really disappointed Georgia Amor didn't get to play this year, but excited to see how she's
Georgia was with you, and then she went and talked to Toby. I heard you're a rising star in this industry.
Wow. I appreciate that.
That's it. You can just remember to learn some things from me, just like you learned some things from JP, but not everything. Okay, good.
Yeah,
Georgia's good. She's a fiery little point guard. It took Virginia Tech to the Final Four, I think. Went to Kentucky, got hurt. She's already going to be back in a year. She's very good. So go Hoke. I'm glad your Hokies are trying to make an imprint everywhere they can.
Jimmy and I are cut from a pretty similar cloth. So, and B. Mitch, too. I'd put us all in a relatively similar cloth. A young, impressionable, religious man like Toby definitely doesn't need to hang out with us like after 8 p.m.
Toby, balance. A little bit of everything. I told you that.
Everything in moderation. All right, so rooting for the Mystics, certainly happy. They're a far improved team from last year. And isn't the WNBA possibly, like, isn't everybody a free agent next year or something? Aren't there some really...
Well, they're going to do collective bargaining. And they're adding two more teams, which means you can only protect so many people. Like, I work for Under Armour, full disclosure, Monumental. We have Kelsey Plum. She got out of Vegas to go to be the star in Los Angeles. All kinds of things are happening, but they're going to be good, the Mystics, because they have Georgia, who's injured. She'll be back in here. Kiki, Sonya, Alyssa. I mean, they got Coleman. So whether you keep the veterans or not, and I love Syke. She's my favorite player. Jack of all trades. Really good player. Led Syracuse to the Final Four. And I'll jump back in on the NBA stuff. I will. But they got a collective bargaining, and they're adding two new teams. So they need more players. Next thing they do is have to pay more. So those fringe players or those bench players that are playing overseas or not playing in the WNBA because they don't pay as much as people think right now, it's going to be a big – I don't think they'll strike, but they're going to get it done. Then you got to figure out where to go, and then they're going to add Toronto. So then they'll be at 15 teams, and they'll be settled, and they'll be strong, and they'll figure out where they're going to go. And these women can really play, and there's more of them. Yes, Caitlin Clark-Reese isn't playing well this year, but really – the best players, Asia Wilson and Collier from the Lynx. It's going to be New York versus Minnesota right now, the way I see it. You know, they're doing it in the WNBA, though, JP. Like, I want to live in New York. I want to go play with Breonna Stewart and win it. So they're getting these second, third, and fourth best players there. And then the Lynx was right on it last year, and they have some players that have gone there. They're going to fix that. You know, it's just like Adam Silver. You know, should guys trade 5 first rounds for Desmond Bain and Mikal Bridges? It's all connected. And we'll get to college if you want. I'll do 2 segments. I don't mean to be like that, but there's a lot going on in the basketball world. Toby, we don't have to talk about the Nats and the Orioles, okay? Talk about wait until next year.
All right. So hold on.
Anyways, all that stuff, JP, is going on in the NBA, the WNBA, and now, of course, college. It's all kind of the same.
All right. Let's try to get to the game tonight. Game 5. The Pacers, I think, have already surpassed expectations, getting this thing to 2-2.
Agreed.
They had a chance to get up 3-1, though, and SGA just looked like the best player on the court late in that game. I want to start specifically with Halliburton. I know how much basketball you watch, how tied into coaches you are across the country. Did you think Tyrese Haliburton, you know, a small guard coming out of Iowa State, I think, would ever become this guy?
Well, he's not as small as you think. I did. I have presentations I've done on why he was the best value. Remember, Anthony Edwards was the best player in that draft, but Haliburton was the value because he can handle the ball and shoot. I like Haliburton, and you know me, JP. Haliburton's from Wisconsin and begged Marquette, Wisconsin, to take him, and they wouldn't take him. I knew the coach at the time, Prohm over at Iowa State. All Haliburton did was drive himself there four times. On the fourth time, Iowa State's like, all right, we'll give you a scholarship if you stop driving over here and bugging us. Like, he's that kind of guy. You know, he's a grinder. He's going to prove people wrong. He is 6'5". I think last game was a chance, and I grew up in Boston. I grew up in Boston with, you know, the Celtics and the Lakers going at it for 10 straight years, right? Like, those games 3, 4, and 5 can be pivotal one little way. You know, Magic Johnson hits a hook shot and the Lakers repeat. Things like that. That game 4 was pivotal. All of a sudden, the Pacers had a more experienced coach. They got more experience with Siakam, and McConnell's old, and Toppin's been around. But it's about Haliburton and Siakam, really. But they didn't put him away. And what I want to ask you, JP, was that, is this the rise of OKC? Because had they lost, I think they don't win the series, and now it's either too young. What's going on there with Williams and, of course, SGA, the MVP? But don't forget Chet Holmgren. They're switching on defense, and those guys cannot get by that seven-footer. Chet Holmgren was on our Under Armour circuit forever. He's from Minnesota. I've watched him really closely. I know he went to Gonzaga. So you got SGA and Williams versus Siakam and Haliburton. And I do think Haliburton was going to be really good. I didn't think he was going to be a superstar. I didn't think he was going to make shots like he did. I didn't think he was going to get out of Sacramento and go to Indiana, a place that loves basketball. Like, he's in a great spot. And they've got a nice deep team. But can their bench keep up with the total of OKC? Because they need their bench to score. McConnell, Mathurin has 27. They win. You know, him and Luke Dort, Montreal kids. I could do this all day, Toby. I've known all these kids since they were young. And now they're men playing in the finals. But what I want to know, you get, JP, you've seen greatness here in quarterback coming from, you know, the Commanders to whatever happens with Ovechkin is ridiculously watching. Is SGA turning into that, and was game 4 pivotal by hitting the three, winning, then getting three stops in a row, and now all of a sudden they're going to win tonight? Okay, I don't know if they're going to win by 10, JP, but they're going to win tonight. And all of a sudden OKC, with the youngest roster, gets title thrown. SGA is the greatest MVP. Unlike a lot of teams, those guys aren't going to move because they can pay him because they drafted him. It's a very interesting thing, but I thought the Pacers had a chance, JP, but to let the lead slip away, then not be able to score, and I'm going to give Chet Holmgren a bunch of credit since. I'm wondering if we watched a little bit of history being developed into this OKC thing could take on. They got a bunch of picks, too, coming up. You know, they have done an unbelievable job, Sam Presti, and that's where Will Dawkins from the Wizards has come from. Came from the Sam Presti. The patience, the youth, they act like a college team. They're all out there doing interviews. They don't seem ever to pout. They really root for each other. So that was a pivotal game 4, and I'll put that up there with a lot of them, that this could lead to something that might be sort of a somewhat dynasty unless Victor Wembanyama can get it going. OKC's future is bright, and I think that they're going to win this series.
I thought the game the other night, I guess game 4, really hinged when Mathurin missed those two free throws. Mm-hmm. I mean, he missed 3 out of 4 free throws in like 20 seconds, and SGA just knocked everything down in sight. So you like OKC tonight, no problem, it sounds like.
I mean, the money line, I do. Not that you should gamble, Toby. Be careful. But if you do, I just, at home, the crowd, what that loss did to the Pacers have been playing on mojo. Let's face it. You got to remember, the Mavericks were the 5th seed last year. The Celtics had a pretty easy run. They were the first seed team. Well, the Pacers this year were like the Mavericks last year. They're just deeper. Like, they weren't supposed to be there. It was supposed to be the Cavaliers, the Celtics, or the Knicks. And they got a lot of mojo going. I wonder, JP, you know, hey, Toby, I don't know if you golf, but you saw J.J. Spahn hit those two in 17 and 18. When you got the mojo on M Street having drinks at a bar and you're rolling, that's one kind of mojo. When you have mojo coaching and you're winning and everything you do works, or when you're on the golf course, I think the Pacers had that. I wonder if it slipped away, JP, and now they get blown out tonight. That's kind of my leading towards, like, hey, those guys in Vegas don't, you know, they know what they're doing. All of a sudden it's 10. You know, they held on to win by 7. They're really deep at home. Wiggins at 24 minutes and 18 points in game two at home. He's a Maryland kid. We love him. Like, all of a sudden, the mojo's going their way. And are the Pacers quite talented enough? They're close. But Siakam doesn't shoot it well enough. I love him as a winner in Toronto, but he also had Kawhi Leonard. And now it's going to be Halliburton's going to be tested. We started talking about Halliburton and how great he is, and he is. But you got to win the championship or put on a real performance to see where you can go with that. And I don't know. I think it's an uphill battle. I think the OKC thing, like I said, there's been – you look at the NBA Finals from 1980 on, you know, the Sixers and Dr. J, through the Isaiah Thomas years, through the Bulls years, through the Rockets years. When you win those pivotal games three or four, sometimes you can bury a team of five, and then it doesn't really matter. I just felt like OKC. And I was surprised. When they were down seven, I was texting Gary Williams and Ed Tapscott and all these guys, Naki, you know, Byron Kerr, who does your stuff, will tell you. I like texted during the game, unfortunately. Byron Kerr is a great guy, does CW. Like, I'm like, wow, the Pacers have a lot of veteran coaching and a lot of veterans. They could take this. 8 minutes later, I'm totally wrong, Toby. They lose, and now all of a sudden, I'm like, wow, OKC is going to take this and run with it. And SGA is the real deal.
Well, and that's what I wanted to ask you about is SGA. I mean, it still feels like even though he won the MVP, averaging over 30 and playing really well in these playoffs, that he's still somehow underrated. What have you made of the way that he's kind of come on the scene and played really, really well this postseason, and what's it going to take out of him to finish off this series and win it for OKC?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
He has to keep scoring because he frees up Jalen Williams, who came from Santa Clara. I knew Jalen Williams because he played for Herm Sendek. Another guy like Halliburton, I thought was going to be better than he was, but not that good. SGA, everybody knows he's been good, Toby, he's a Canadian kid. I know his cousin, Nikhil Alexander Walker, is his half-brother. Hokie, there you go. That's right. That's Toby. It's all connected, brother. Well, SGA's taking a step. It's nice having Chet Holmgren healthy. It's nice having Caruso off the bench. There's all kinds of different things they can do. But at the end of the day, the best players in the world in the NBA are trying to stop what they can. And when you see him in person, and I saw him a couple times in person, how much better he's gotten. And I'm on the McDonald's committee with Joey Wooten. I just spoke to some high school young men. I'm very blessed to go around and talk to men and women at IMG or the McDonald's game. I say, he's your example. You have to keep getting better. But he loves the game. He plays defense. He's on an enthusiastic roster, but he continues to carry them with his ability to get better. Does he push off a little and get away with it? Hey, I don't know. I know Scott Foster seems like a good ref. Scott Foster also likes the stars a lot. You know, Silver's up there saying, hey, we want our MVP to play well. I think he pushes off a little bit, but SGA has gotten better. I love his energy. I love how he loves representing Canada. I think the All-Star game is going to be wild because if Canada doesn't play with the Americans, I'm predicting that the international team with Canada on their side can beat the Americans, which is really scary. That's what happened in the 90s and in 89 when we had to get the dream team together. Well, SGA is leading this crew along with Joker. You know, you got a Canadian and a Serbian, and all of a sudden, the NBA is going to change a little. Well, SGA still went to college. I want to make my point. He still went to Kentucky. He went to a traditional school, which I think is really important. He played in college. He had to play with other guys. He learned how to travel. He got coached by John Calipari. All this goes into what makes him a great player, just like Jordan. I didn't say he's Jordan yet, but he's young enough to do it. Or Duncan and Wake Forest, or Jordan with Dean Smith in Carolina. Like, I just love SGA's makeup. I like that he went to a real school. I like that he just seems to be a very normal guy. But he has to score 30 for them to win, sure. But Jalen Williams can score it, and Caruso's good. And Lou Dort, another Canadian, by the way. Lou Dort's from Montreal, who went to Arizona State. So, like, it's growing that game, but it's a different look for the NBA. And I'm going to ask you this, JP, because you cover everything. JP's seriously a grinder, hard worker, comes to Baltimore, was the Orioles, the Ravens. We love you, JP. But you're also like a worldly guy, JP. Is this a passing of the torch from the James? And no, you know, I'm with Underarm. I love Curry, all right. That.
No, it's happening.
Even Brunson a little, but like, does SGA like make the official announcement, McBee, Halliburton, even Joker? Like, where's this going now? Like, Do you see some of that, JP? Are you
totally?
What do you think that does for the league?
I think as long as LeBron and Steph are around, and even KD to a lesser degree, whether they should or shouldn't be, they remain the faces of the league. But those guys haven't won titles. I think titles are when casual fans really start to pay attention, and I think you're seeing that happen.
Well, and I think they wanted Anthony Edwards to be the guy, but then he got knocked out, and I think in turn the NBA is going to benefit from it's either going to be Halliburton or SGA because they're going to win this finals.
Well, and I think it would help if Ant would stop yelling about his member to fans. talking with our friend Jimmy Patsos here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Jimmy a follow.
Ant is growing up. You know, he didn't win at Georgia. He had an interesting career. He was on our circuit, too. Anthony Edwards is going against Chet Holmgren, Jalen Suggs, and those guys at the Under Armour circuit. And Anthony Edwards can make shots, but Minnesota, is that as good a market as the other two? I don't know. But I think what you say about winning matters. I do like Anthony Edwards a lot. Well, he's grown up a lot and taken a really good step. If they get a real point guard, they could be interesting. But I think the SGA thing, I like the Spurs with D. Fox and this guy. When you see Victor in person, it's just ridiculous. The Castle, the Rookie of the Year. The West is coming. The East could take a step back. But the SGA thing, and then where Brunson can do it. But the Halliburton Pacers, their future is bright. They have Jairus Walker from Baltimore, who's not even playing right now. He's a little injured. He's got a bright future. And he's like a Derek Queen where he can do lots of stuff. I think it's interesting, the passing of the torch, but I think it's good for the league, and that leads me to the Wizards that just keep the faith. I know it's not going to be the easiest of years. Keyshawn George was the hit of the draft, you know. Mm-hmm. Bub, we know Bub's a Baltimore kid, played in all 82 games, and Sarr put up some numbers. I think Sarr's really good. The question is, can he get the next step because he has to get stronger? Dawkins and them hit on this draft. Who they draft next at 6, and, like, can they become OKC? I'm not saying that right now, but they hit on the last draft. The question is, can you join these guys? You sort of got to have a star. And OKC has 2 stars to me, and the Pacers have 2 almost stars. Siakam doesn't want to be a star, but he's obviously really talented. The question is, where does all this lead to in the next wave of players? The future's really bright. DeBasanta and Peterson and Kansas and the people that are coming, and obviously Cooper Flagg. Let me ask you this, JP. Are you buying Cooper Flagg? Is he that good? Do you think he changes the next? Is he the next wave, or is this a little bit of a fluff? Obviously, he's very good. I've seen him. I'm not saying he's guaranteed because he doesn't shoot it like Larry Bird. What's your take, JP?
If the Wizards got the 1 seed, hell yeah, he was the truth. Now, I'm not so sure. Jimmy, we got to run. I did want to ask you about Buzz. I might just text you. I feel like he's doing a great job in College Park.
Buzz is no. Real 30 seconds. Look, GW is going to be the most improved team in the league, and George Washington and Caputo are the games, but they've got an unbelievable roster, and they're going to make the next step. You know, it's always a fun area with AU making the tournament and all the, but this is about Maryland basketball. And Payne's really good, and Watts can shoot it from Washington State. That's Slick Watts for you older people's listening, grandson. Miles Rice, can he play the point from Indiana? We're going to find out. Buzz has put together with Darius Adams and Guillermo Delpino, another kid that played in our Elite 24. He's a kid from overseas. He's got 10 real guys. They're going to play really hard. I think it's going to be a less enthusiastic, quiet, like running around town than Willard, but maybe a little bit more focused and coaching JP and getting it done. And, like, don't be surprised if those guys make a big run this year. Buzz is very good. He's very focused. He's just a kind of a grinder worker guy, and that's good. But I think the future is bright. But him and Steve Rockford, his assistant, who's outstanding, they got 10 real guys that can play, JP, and you're coming and sitting courtside with me. And Toby, you're invited as well. Loved you guys.
Done deal. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate
you, Coach.
I'll be at the beach the week after the 4th. I'll see you at Starboard. Jimmy's gone. Lord knows where to. I'm sure he's busy. Always appreciate Coach Patsos. Still got to get White Brian the Auburn shoes. That's on me. Left hand up. When we come back, I want to get specific to the Wiz and what they're going to do in the draft. Our friend Chase Hughes joins the program.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.